Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between as we're throwing it down. Massive weekend of sports. I know Matthias is fired up for UFC 262. And we've gone over the odds a little bit here. We hit these fights a little bit last night. Have you changed your mind at all? Are you remaining locked in on Michael Chandler? I am. And it's nothing against Oliveira. I've always been a Bronx fan, actually. And I always thought it was unfair earlier in his career that he was really thrown to the wolves a lot, bro. He was young. Like, you look at a guy's career, man. Like, he fought a lot of badasses, like, one after another. Like, they never really cared about him. And he fought through. He persevered. And here he is fighting for a championship now. So I have a lot of respect for Oliveira. But I think the fight is a toss-up. And, when I just look at which man can stop the other guy, I got to go with Chandler here, bro. And it's nothing against Oliveira. He's a total badass. But in a fight that's a toss-up, which I was kind of leaning Chandler anyways, and I'm getting a plus price with this, I got to go with Chandler here.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with Chandler, that's for sure. You know, the market likes the UFC fighters over any other promotion, once
that's
it comes down to it. I don't believe in that. I look at the martial artist. I look at the way that he fights. I look at Michael Chandler's wrestling, All-American wrestler out of Missouri. He's going to have top position. Oliveira is, he allows to get down on his back. But at the same time, Michael Chandler has no fear being on the ground with Oliveira, which I think is working in Michael Chandler's favor. You know, he has
That's what makes it
no
an amazing fight. That's
Absolutely.
What makes it an
He's
amazing
not intimidated,
fight.
Though.
They're
Who
both
else,
amazing
else
standing
can be intimidated?
Up. Well, none of these guys are intimidated by any of them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they, like, the guys might lose, but they're not intimidated. Guys might even know the other guy's better than me, but they're not, like, fear, you don't make it to the UFC by being intimidated, you know what I mean? But the thing is, what makes it great, because Michael Chandler is a very good wrestler, but he's like a lot of wrestlers that never wrestles, right? But he can. He used to. And Oliveira's got great, great, like, jits and stuff, too. So it's a battle everywhere they go. It's a battle of wills. They're both well-rounded, but in different ways. Great fight. Either one of these guys can win, but I'll side with the underdog and my boy, Michael Chandler.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The countdown is on. Man, big weekend. We got the Preakness. We got UFC 262. We've got the start of the National Hockey League playoffs. For the record, I like the under 5.5. I like the Bruins in this game. I like the Bruins in a series, but the number is getting stupid, man. I don't know. Like, the people are acting like the Washington Capitals or the Washington Generals right now or something, right? And, yeah, I get it. Boston might be a better team right now, but not by that much. I think the safer bet is just to go with the under 5.5 in this game. I've got cold feet as far as the Bruins. I think the Bruins win the series, but I think the series is going to go 7 games, man. You get 7 games at plus 200. And before we're done, we'll set it up. But I want to take all these NHL series at plus money. And you know, I don't mean by just automatically taking the underdog, but find the best way. Because if we have a bunch, if we play like all 8 NHL series and we have pretty much all of them at plus money, whatever, man, we go 4-4, it's a nice profit. Right, we go 5-3, we kill it. It's one of those type of deals as opposed to trying to pick who's going to win the series. So we're going to be looking at a lot of, like, how many games is the series going to go and stuff like that. All right, let's bring in Mick Aussie right now, who went 8-1 last week in the AFL, and he called in Sunday night to boast about it. So that's all good, Mick, 8-1. But the thing is, if you're going to boast about the picks, that means you're fair game. If you don't deliver... And now I'm getting ready to put a couple of bucks down tonight on this stuff. So let's start off right now, Mick, with Gold Coast. Brisbane and Gold Coast. Brisbane, -20.5-point favorites against Gold Coast. What's your opinion on this one, Mick?
Oh, mate, take the Lions. The game's at Metricom. That's in the Gold Coast. That's where all the tourist area. Well, it used to be big tourist area, kind of like Waikiki. So the Brisbane Lions from the Gabba are going to the Suns, take the Lions to win and cover. They will smash them. Suns are injured and young Lions are back. Lions and to cover. One of my strongest bets of the week, Gabe.
Yeah, Gold Coast 3-5. 3-5 on the season. Meanwhile, Brisbane are 5-3. One thing I noticed about the Suns here, a lot of lower scoring games. I guess they just can't score. That's what it comes down to, right? I guess they just can't score, but a lot of lower scoring games. What do you think about the total of this game, Mick, at 160.5?
Whoa, you know what? Look at the weather. This is what you do. This is one of the factors in my double, triple, five, triple, triple M NFL famous algorithm that you know about, Gabe, where I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl by 10 and won by 11 the year before, right? Yes, look at the weather. Look at the weather. If it's raining, no, under if it's raining. There you go. But be careful on the plus minuses. But the next game, GWS and Tigers. Blighty took GWS, but I took Tigers. There you go. I'll give you a head start. You know all your stuff, Gabe. You and I are the best AFL North American media ever. We kick ass. Let's go. Your pick. I went Tigers to win, but GWS to cover. They're a chance. GWS are a big chance. Could be an upset.
That's a toss-up.
Tigers just, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got to be honest. I look at this game, and they're so evenly matched. And when you're getting 13.5 points, I kind of got to lean with the underdog here, Mick. Like, listen, I want to put together a multi, a.k.a. parlay here. So I do trust Brisbane to beat Gold Coast. So I've got Brisbane in the parlay here. What about, so now let's get into Port Adelaide and Western. But this is a tough one. This one's basically nearly a pick 'em, this game. You know, -150 on the money line, Port Adelaide against the Western Bulldogs. What do you make of this matchup?
My absolute ripper of a game. These two teams could play in this year's grand final. I'm big on both teams. They are absolutely loaded. Not many injuries right now. Take the Port Adelaide Power, Pap Smears, because of one reason, mate. And this is in the equation, the NFL as well. Home field, mate. Take them because they're at home. If it was in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium where the superstar, the actor guy, Hemworth guy, backs dogs. Oh, yeah, I'd take the dogs if it was in Melbourne. Home field, take the Power and to cover. Kev reckons to cover 20. Kev picked the plus minus in the Saints-Cats game, mate. Kev is the decider on the plus minus. but I have a lot of good people. This Perth radio show, Gabe, from your West Coast Eagles boys and Dockers, three hosts, they're unbelievable. Duff and Quarters, unbelievable. All three of them went, ticked the same nine teams to win, money line. So I reckon we can get these multis this week, mate. I reckon we can, eh?
Mick Aussie, when you say Kev too, that's your father, right? Mick Aussie Senior, he's your insider. Mick, I got a pick for you here. Here's what do you call a lock? What do you guys in Australia call a lock? So you call you got bettors or punters. The parlay is a multi. What a great game is going to be a ripper. Instead of a classic, whatever, it's going to be a ripper. I like that one, the ripper. Makes me think of the Jack the Ripper, Judas Priest, the song The Ripper. But I like a ripper. What do you say in Australia if a team is like a lock to win? They're going to win for sure. What's the saying for that?
Well, the saying on Edmonton radio with all the great radio TSM boys, Gregor and Jamison and all that, this is what they say, Gabe. They can't talk properly out here. So instead of saying for sure, right, FOR SURE, these old guys say for sure, for sure. I didn't swear.
Listen,
then.
Mick.
I nearly swore. Oh, no, not
no,
swear,
you're all right.
Right?
No, you didn't. You came close
sure.
again. I didn't ask you about it. I don't care about what some dude in Edmonton talks on a sports talk. I don't care what the Edmonton Oilers talk like. I said, what's the term for a lock, Mick, in Australia?
Hey, not Oilers are going to win. Oilers are going to win. Oilers are going to win in four. I got my hockey picks. Oilers in four.
What the hell's wrong with you
Haynes
people?
Reckons
I asked you a direct
five.
Question.
I reckon. What?
That's you, simple.
Oh,
I asked a direct
AFL,
question. Yeah, what's the lock? What's the term for a lock in Australia? Not what the guy on Edmonton says.
Same
not the
thing.
Edmonton Oilers.
the lock. A lock. Yep. A definite win. There you go.
A definite
win.
Thank you.
Is what Aussie
you could have just said that
say.
A minute ago.
Yep.
A definite.
Yep.
Well, you're simple,
all right.
Mick.
All right.
God, man. I ask everyone, you guys are right, I deal with this all day. Cam, I ask him a question, he starts talking about it like something else. It's like, you guys, it's like we're on trial here. I feel like, hey, back up.
Cam's all messed
all right,
up.
So.
Cam's all messed up. Cam's all messed up, Gabe. Cam, you diss Cam. Cam's thinking, Cam said how the last year's taken off his life and I had the AstraZeneca, but it affected Cam way more than me. So Cam got really sick on the AstraZeneca. I was okay.
He's fine.
I made a few mistakes, but, you know.
He's fine. He just had a meltdown the other day.
Is Lisa going
to... He's fine.
Is Lisa
all right,
gonna,
Mick. Mick. What are you talking about, Mick? Just, stick to your picks, Mick. Like, I don't know, like, it's very simple. You're talking about Cam's messed up. You're the one that's messed up. Between
Thomas.
The two of you, you're more messed up than him.
Nah.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll get this on the... Mick, the music's playing, Mick. We'll get this on the other side. Holy crap, man.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take
to the bank. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, look! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
The Friday Night Freak Show, the late night anger management class continues. All right, we'll get back to the AFL picks here. And as I was going to say, we got Mick Ossie. He went 8-1 last week. We'll see if he can follow that up this week. So looking at the board right now at Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs, a ripper of a match. And one thing, if you look at these teams, man, the Western Bulldogs guys, these guys are the second highest scoring team in the league after the Cats. All right. So they put up 793 points. Port Adelaide has put up 706. You know, another pretty high scoring team. And the thing is, they're both good defensively as well. Both these teams are damn good. Very, very evenly matched teams. But I think the total's a little light at 154.5, Mick. I will be betting the over here. And I will be betting the over. And you think, then, who's your winner? You say Western's going to beat them?
No, mate. I've gone for the Port Adelaide Power Pap Smears. Formerly the Port Adelaide Magpies in the SANFL, I've gone for them to win and to cover the 6.5-point spread.
Okay.
But be very careful on that under-over because it rained, mate. It's been cold and wet. And my mate in Gawler, Bobby Bilney, was running for the South Gawler Lions. He got wet. He got a cold. He's been in bed. So it's been cold and wet in Adelaide. Adelaide Oval was outdoors. Check the weather. Important. Powers Pap Smears to win and cover. -6.5. Yep. Dad,
right.
Kev hates Port Adelaide, and he said by 20.
All right. But I find it a little weird that you guys don't even wear helmets. You guys don't wear helmets in this league. Yet you're concerned about the rain. How much, the rain, is it pouring? Like, is it, how much is it raining? How much of an effect is it going to have?
Oh, Gabe, come on, not on their heads, on the ball. The ball gets slippery. The ball gets slippery in their hands because you're not wearing gloves, mate. That's why.
Some of these dog players,
they got the mullets, they got the real long hair and the moustaches, so yeah, their hair might get in their eyes. If those dog players don't strap their hair back, Bontempelli's
all right,
a legend.
We get it.
Hunter's out, Bontempelli's...
But,
all right. Yeah.
I know. You don't like man buns. But the thing is, Mick, like a loose
knots,
wet balls.
Top knots, we call them.
Yeah. They bounce around and stuff. It's like it leads to turnovers, could lead to I'm not getting turned. I'm not betting this
because
of the rain. I'm going over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going over the number. All right. Let's move on.
Don't do the over. Trust me, money line and -6.5. Don't do the under over on that one. Do the money line and -6.5. You don't know, mate, on the under over.
I'm going over.
Big Dockers. There you go.
Okay. All right. Bombers.
All right.
You sure? Yeah. You sound convinced. Bombers over the Dockers.
Yeah, it's in Melbourne. It's at Marvel Stadium, where Hensworth's down there filming with Matt Damon as well. Matt Damon's on the pub in Australian radio. It's funny, eh? And, Bombers, because Bombers in Marvel Stadium, like the Marvel, they're comics, the TV movies. Anyway, Dockers have got injuries, and they're terrible on the road. But I like the Dockers. If it was at home, I'd take the Dockers. If it was in your West Coast Eagles land, I'd take Dockers. Home game, take the Bombers and to cover. Yep. Bombers to cover on the minus is in my bets as well.
I don't trust them, Mick. I got to be honest. I don't fully trust them. Laying the points. Maybe they'll win.
I don't either, mate. All right. Okay.
So, Melbourne and Carlton. Melbourne and Carlton, the Demons and the Blues here. Bigger point spread here. What do you make of this one, Mick? Is there any Melbourne Demons going to roll them?
Oh, mate. Demons are 8-0. That's Clam Chowder's team This is a true story. Clam Chowder was fantastic last week when he was hiding from the cops in the phone box. That was so good. Clam Chowder, I interviewed him at your road rage at Grey Cup 2009 in Montreal, and he told me then he was an AFL Demons fan. So good luck to Clam Chowder and the Demons. They're 8-0. Danger game. Yes. Blues might be up at three-quarter time, but I think the Demons will wake up and get over. So Demons to win, but Blues on the plus. Blues might beat them if it's mental. There ain't no, you got to be careful. They're going to drop one soon, right?
All right. You know what? I actually think this is the safe multi, as a parlay, so to speak. It's the safer parlay, although we got to wait for this one. This one's tomorrow night. So you take Brisbane tonight, and then you take Melbourne tomorrow, and it turns into minus 140. It's not bad, actually. And I think they're both pretty conservative and safe. And then, Mick, the last game of the week here, the West Coast Eagles. Wow, massive, massive favorites against your Adelaide Crows. So what happens if I throw them in a parlay? Yeah, it picks up about 20 cents. So West Coast Eagles, whatever, they're 5-3. They're sort of in the mix. They're not one of the top teams in the league anymore. You know, they're hanging around this. They're in seventh place right now, Mick. And your Adelaide Crows, now 3-5, but things started off well, but kind of sliding right now, Mick.
Yes, Gabe, my Adelaide Crows are a disgrace. I don't like the coach. They've come good lately, but they're coming back to where they should be because they got mess trouble down there. Your Eagles will smash them. Even with many good players out from your Eagles, and they've got quite a few, Gabe, when your players come back, they're a chance. Eagles to win and cover, even though it's 41 or 38, Kev says 60 to the Eagles. And Tex Walker's being rested from the Crows, and Andrew Jarman's causing good trouble, and it's great, mate. Eagles will smash them. Crows, I'm not happy, mate. I'm not happy.
So, look, last week, Port Adelaide beat the Crows 87-38. Before that, they lost 106-39. So yeah, the last couple of games, the wheels are starting to fall off and they're getting smoked. I think West Coast can cover. You know, if you throw them in a parlay, I think it'll win. You look, West Coast 98-60 over the Hawks, 132-73. So West Coast have shown, Mick. It's true. They won't take the pedal off the metal. The Eagles, they will smack you. The parlay, if you throw this in the parlay, and I think it's a pretty conservative play. I get it, but I do think it's going to win, and it's about putting money in your pocket. So Brisbane to win, Melbourne to win, West Coast to win, minus 118. Brisbane Lions, Melbourne Demons, West Coast Eagles. Three-team banger here, Mick. Three-team multi-banger, minus 118. That's going to be my play. And you know what? I'll just put it in right now. So it's there's no debate right. And confusion. It's it.
Hey, wait till I give you. Why don't you wait till I give you my multi? I'll help you on these multis, eh?
Yeah. I'm not trusting these earlier games, but go ahead. What's your multi?
All right, I've got like 15 bets here, and the multi just for your show, right? Because these games have already started, and I've had the other teams. Well, I had the Swans in a multi, and I had had another team in the multi. And for your show, I've got Lions and Demons, -136. Lions and Demons. And then for the three, so then now you have three teams. You have Lions, Demons, and Bombers. That's the second one. Now you have four teams, Lions, Demons, Bombers, Tigers. Now you have five teams. Lions, Demons, Bombers, Tigers, Power, Pap Smears. And that plays +616. But I'm a bit worried about the Demons. If the Demons relax and get mentally weak and been out partying, Richmond boys got in trouble fighting over women. Richmond boys are all good. Yeah, but they got fighting, mate. And Shea Bolton, one of the best players in the AFL, cracked some guy and he's out. Cops, big story. Be careful. Demons is a worry, but I think that multi can win. And also, I like the Giants on the plus, the Eagles on the minus, the Bombers on the minus, Power on the money line, Bombers on the money line as well. So I got like 15 bets all going. We'll see how we go, eh?
Mick Ossie. So what's the deal, Mick? It seems like every week someone's getting arrested in this league. And I also see here there's a controversy. Are you old school, Mick? So people in Australia now, this has happened in America, Mick, years ago, where people, you know, the NBA culture, basically, where it bothers people. And not in NHL. NHL is a little different. NHL players will hide it more. NHL players are all buddies, but they don't
when the camera's on, they pretend they hate each other, kind of. But in Australia, I see here, fans are and commentators. Basically, people got upset the other day that that players are buddying and, you know, all laughing with each other after games on the pitch and stuff like that. So Triple All Australia Nick DeSanto says footy fans and commentators now must accept footy's more relaxed post-match scenes, but stresses no one hurts more than players after a loss. Del Santo's comments come after Hawthorn Premiership Bradley Hill, James Frawley, and Isaac Smith were shown sharing a lighter moment in immediate aftermath of the Cats' 21-point win over the Saints. So, yeah, people are pissed. Basically, the fans are all pissed off. What are you guys laughing about? Like, you just lost and stuff. But, hey, this happens everywhere. And it's a new world now, Mick. Right? It just is. Mick Aussie. Stay out of trouble, Mick. Let's win some money.
I hope not. And I hope we have a great weekend. And go to the Edmonton Oilers.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday night freak show as we wind down a week of insanity, another week of insanity. Just another night in the office here this evening. So we're breaking it down. We're going to get back to the UFC. Thanks to Mick Aussie for checking in with his AFL picks. And you know what? I'm ready for some AFL action. I put the play in. So I put my my parlay in. And I am going to play the over as well. So just if you're just joining us, the parlay is Brisbane to win, and the game just started, and they look, they're already up 6-0. So Brisbane to win, Melbourne to win, and then we got to wait. We got to wait for the West Coast tomorrow night, actually. So I'm showing a little discipline and patience on a Friday night this evening. One AFL pick right now. Get this out of the way, and then it rolls into tomorrow. So I'll be set for tomorrow night. And I will play the the Western game over. I see people are trying to get me not to, and we'll see what happens. I won last week with the total. I've been pretty good with selecting one game every week on Friday night. That, you know what, this game will go over. Like, this is the one that goes over. And so we got Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs. Port Adelaide and Western. 153.5, 154.5. It's bouncing around. It actually went up to 154.5. It was 153.5. So I think it's a little light. I'm going to go over the number here. And you know what? I'll put this play in as well. It's funny. I had a big panic today. I was like, man, did I get that Dodger pick in? And I was actually mad. I was actually mad for, like, you know, 10 minutes. I was like, oh, man, the Dodgers are winning 8-4. I'm like, I was supposed to put the play in, -1.5. And the whole time, I'm like, you idiot. It was part of a parlay, so it was disguised. I was looking at my current bets, and I'm like, I don't see it. And I'm like, ah, oh, I'm like, this is just great. And I didn't realize that it was part of another parlay that I had with a soccer game tonight that actually won, by the way. So cash it, baby. We went 2-1 tonight, late night. I talked about it. It's calm before the storm. A lot of betting. There's going to be a lot of betting going on this weekend. Right, so look, we're already firing away with these parlays. So we took the over, 153.5 here, Port Adelaide and Western Bulldogs over. This game's coming up at 5:40 in the morning Eastern time, 2:40 Pacific time. So wherever you are, some late night action for you. Tomorrow with the Preakness, I think Medina Spirit is going to win. I think Medina Spirit is going to win. And just a quick, we'll get back to the UFC, but I always like to look by like winners by post position. All right, winners by post position. So, like, what's the best post to have? Now, when there's a 10 horses, it's a little bit different. The Kentucky Derby, the post is important, but, you know, each track and every race sort of has its strengths. So just for the record, the one post has won 11 times. Most 11 times, most recently in 2019 with War of Will. The two posts has won 12 times, most recently 2017. The three posts has won 12 times, most recently California Chrome 2013. The four won last year 14 times. The four horse has won Swiss Skydiver last year. The five hole 12 times, most recently Exaggerator in 2016. The sixth position. The sixth position has had a lot of winners, 16 winners over the years, 16 winners out of the six hole, including Smarty Jones in 2004, Charismatic in 99, Ali Sheba 87, Smarty Jones, Oxbow 2013. Wow, Manowar, that was a horse, 1920. The seven post has won 14 times. The eight has won 10 times. The nine, four times. The 10, twice. 11, twice. 12, twice. 13, once. But that's irrelevant considering there's only, we don't need to know about 11, 12, and 13. So this race, you know, I'm looking forward to this race. I think we can make some money on this, all right? I think we can make some money, but the horses to beat really are, everyone, you know, everyone wants to get fancy and bust out stats, this and all that, you know. I get it. You want to be the guy, but look, there's none of these horses are even paying all that much. You got Ram at 30-1. You got the France Duina, whatever, the horse from the United Emirates at 20-1. One horse I will say, so listen, I do think it's Medina Spirit and Concert Tour. All right, so the 3 horse and the 10 horse. But if there's an outlier that I'll throw in here, we'll go with everyone likes Midnight Bourbon, and I get it. And you know, I can't argue it actually. I can't argue it with Midnight Bourbon, but Rombauer. Rombauer could be in play here at 12-1 in your exotics, but when it's all said and done, and a Baffert and the Devil, you know what I'm saying? Like he's made a deal and you're going to get in front of him. You're going to get in front of him. One of his horses is going to win. It's going to be Medina Spirit. Horse just beat 19 of the other best horses in the world. Like I said, if the other horses were so great, they would have, these other horses, they would have been in the Kentucky Derby. And the ones that were in the Kentucky Derby, he easily beat. Right? So the biggest challenge to him really is Baffert's other horse, Concert Tour, who was supposed to be like one of the front runners for the Derby, but they had to scratch him. So, you know, like it's a Baffert party here. It's a Baffert party. All right, so let's get back to the UFC. There's a lot of fights here, a lot of action this week. We got NHL playoff hockey. I want to throw out my advice for the playoff series is still. But let's get back to the UFC because there's more than just the main event, even though we are on Chandler in this fight. Looking at the total rounds in this fight, the over 2.5 is plus 166. Under 2.5 is minus 215. So they're expecting a quick result here, Matthias. What's your prediction? Over under 2.5 rounds for this fight. You think this fight goes into late into the third round? That's what people don't realize. 2.5. It's not, so it's 2 rounds into the third, halfway through the third. So it's basically, you know, it's not easy to get there. That's 12 and a half minutes. That's what you need to last. Do you think they can go 12 and a half minutes before someone gets knocked out in this fight, Matthias?
I'd say no, because I'm going with Chandler, and I see Chandler finishing this fight, you know, beginning of the second round or maybe towards the end of the first round. And if Oliveira is to finish this fight, I also see Oliveira finishing this fight, you know, before the second round ends with some sort of submission that Michael Chandler throws himself into. So, yeah, I'm expecting a short fight as well, Gabe. But I hit the under as well. I'd be shocked if it goes over three.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know what? I'm an overbetter, dude, when it comes to this stuff. You know, I'm always like, oh, man, you know what? I'll take that plus money and, you know, we can get there and stuff. But, man, I don't know. Like, this is pretty tough. They're both just wrecking balls. It's just going to be such a violent, explosive fight. The thing is, though, Chandler's a freaking beast, man. Right? So he's not getting knocked out, Chandler. Like, is Chandler going to get subbed? You know what I mean? And I guess he could get knocked out, and not like he hasn't, but so if you look at Chandler's fights, man, it is pretty crazy. His last four fights, he hasn't been out of the first round. He went the distance with Brent Primus at five rounds. The other one, there was one round. So he only has one fight in the UFC. And Benson Henderson is old. I would say under nothing here too. But it's minus 215, so I don't really want to lay that. Dariush and Tony Ferguson. You taking that Dariush, Matthias, still?
Gabe, I've been trying to stay away from this fight, but I'm starting to drink the Tony Ferguson juice. Maybe it's because I've been watching too much MMA since I was about 12 years old. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to make that pick once it actually gets an hour before the fight time. I've been going back and forth on it all day, but as I stand right now, I'd probably put it on Tony Ferguson. I know you might call me crazy for doing that, but I'm going with my gut right now.
I get it. It's one of those deals. Ferguson's a desperate fighter, has lost two fights in a row. My old deal with Dariush is he's really good. You know, I almost look at him like Muhammad a bit, like Muhammad. You know what I mean? Like certain guys that are like really good, but you know, they're all different. But Dariush is like, you're really good. And you're one of these guys that's like a gym legend, right? You know, everyone, oh, man, you should see this guy. He's the next. This guy's amazing. And, oh, this guy's, you know, this guy's that and this. So now's your time to prove it, right? Now's your time to prove it. And that's the whole thing. I don't know. I think from a physical standpoint, Dariush can win the fight. Thing is, Ferguson's just such a monster and relentless, I know. And I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you, too. I'm not laying minus 174, bro. If I'm going to lay minus 174 on a UFC fighter, I better really think he's going to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or if I'm laying minus 250 on a fighter, I won't. He'll be in a parlay. But if I'm laying $170 on you, if I'm risking $170 or like $340 to win $200 or something, I better be pretty sure, like, no, this guy's winning. And I can't guarantee you that. Like, you know what I mean? I can't guarantee that Ferguson can't win this fight. That fight should be a war, though. Let's check in with the total of that one. This fight, because, yeah, I'd be surprised if anything happened fast, real fast here. This one is, it's also 2.5, but this one is minus 186 to the over. Minus 186 to the over. Like, Muhammad's not Justin Gaethje. Dariush. Now I brought up Muhammad. Now I'm going to put him up again. But you know what I mean? Matthias, like,
yeah.
Tony Ferguson never gets stopped, and then he did, and it's like, whatever. But and exactly, if you're Dariush, you don't want to get into a wild slugfest here, right? You're not like, oh yeah, let's just get crazy and see what happens. That's what Ferguson's going to try to do to you. He's going to try to make it a crazy fight. Dariush has to be systematic, and I'll go over 2.5 here.
I'm going over as well, Gabe. You know, you're talking about the laying some money on a confident fight at about minus 160. I would not do that with Beneil Dariush, but I would do that with Matt Schnell sitting at minus 165 right now. I don't know why Bontorin is fighting on this card. He was just knocked out a month and a half ago. He lost his last two fights in the UFC. Matt Schnell is very fast and very accurate. I expect Bontorin to get knocked out again. He should not be in the octagon tomorrow. I just think he needs more time off.
That's a good pick. I like your pick there. Minus 154, Max Schnell. I was looking at that, but I like it. You know another one, too? I hate being part of the trend and stuff, bro. I hate being part of, like, what everybody's on all the time. But I'm going to take Burgos here against Barbosa. It's minus 152. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Burgos because he has a bigger gas tank. Only way he loses that fight is if he gets knocked out.
A late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, the Friday Night Freak Show. Bring it.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more, you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Damn, this show, another show that just flew by. And I'm already thinking about Sunday night because that's how I am, right? Yeah, right. One show's done, next, right? So I'm already thinking about Sunday night. Of course, Babana will be with us. Jason B. Takafin. We'll talk baseball. But it'll be interesting because we'll already be game one in, to these series, right? We got hockey. We got one game tomorrow. We got three more games on Sunday as far as the playoffs are concerned. So my playoff picks, I say that the Bruins and the Capitals, this series is going to go seven games. That's plus 200. All right, so screw who's going to win a stupid series. You're not getting plus 200 with either team. I'm getting plus 200. This series goes seven games, and then we can bet each game along the way as well. But I think game one goes under tomorrow night. Give me under 5.5 in game one. I'm also going to take the under on Sunday in game one at noon Eastern time. All right, so tomorrow night, the first hockey game, playoff game, is on at 7:15 Eastern following NBC's coverage of the Preakness. And as I told you, Medina Spirit Concert Tour and Rombauer. So give me the under, 5.5, and Boston and Washington to go 7 at plus 200. On Sunday morning, listen, I think the Penguins are going to beat the Islanders. It's going to be revenge. The Islanders swept them in the playoffs 2 years ago. The Pittsburgh Penguins lost in the first round in a bubble last year to the Montreal Canadiens. I do not believe that Crosby and Malkin and the company and crew, and the Penguins are good. Penguins are playing great hockey this year. They're a good team. And I don't think they're going to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs 3 years in a row. I just don't see it happening. And it's revenge. They're going to beat the Islanders, all right? And they're going to win game one. It's a short price because everyone, the Islanders own them. The Penguins are going to win game one, and it's going to go under the 5.5. Minnesota and Vegas, man, I think Minnesota is going to give Vegas all they can handle, but I think Vegas will survive. I'm surprised it's only 5.5. Give me Vegas and the over in game one. And it's Sunday night, man. Give me the Florida Panthers to take game one. And we'll be breaking it all down Sunday night. Playoff hockey. Playoff basketball next week. Oh, yeah. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You're listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.